Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hi again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud. My name is Tim Peter, and as ever, we look here at all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. So glad to have you with us today. It is February 28th, 2013. This is our 20th show. So we've got lots of 20s there, I guess, if you're into numbers. But welcome to the last day of February and the last day of the first 2 months of the year. It's amazing how quickly this year is going. And I know we probably say that every year, but it's incredible how quickly the year has gone by so far. So we're 1/6 of the way through the year, 15%. Hope it's everything you've wanted it to be so far, and hope it continues to do great in the next 5/6, you know, which is a weird way to look at it, but you know, we're 2/3 of the way through the first quarter, however you want to look at it. Let's take a look at some headlines. Get off all that numbers crap there for a second. So there was an interesting piece up on MIT's technology review site that they called The Autopsy of a Dead Social Network. And it's all about how a group of computer scientists took a look at the social network Friendster to figure out what happened to Friendster. Now, for those of you who don't know, Friendster was one of the early social networks. It launched in 2002, which was about 12 months before MySpace launched and about 2 full years before Facebook launched. Because of that, most people look at it as being the original social network, ignoring for a fact that the internet is the world's largest and the original social network. But for purposes of this, we'll go ahead and say, sure, it was the first social network. And it did very well early on. And then pretty quickly, once it got into the late 2000s, 2009 thereabouts, it just started to plummet. I mean, it just absolutely failed miserably. It's kind of still around a little bit, primarily in Southeast Asia, but for the most part, it's dead, right, for all intents and purposes. Obviously, it lost a lot of its traffic to places like Facebook and Twitter and all the like, but you know, what happened? How did this thing go from having 100 million people on it to being non-existent? And the article is really fascinating to talk in how it looks at what happened. But more important, and the reason I bring it up, is because it speaks to the need for you to have a comprehensive strategy of where you tell your brand story online. You know, it's become very popular in the last bunch of months. Well, actually, let me back up for a second. I'm sure many of you have heard the expressions of owned media, paid media, and earned media as the ways that people talk about you, as the ways consumers can find out about you and your brand. So earned media, or paid media, is the easiest one. It's advertising, right? It's when you buy an ad, whether it's a Google pay-per-click ad, or whether it's a print ad, or whether it's a banner ad, or it's a link, any of those kinds of things. If you're paying money for it, that's paid media, right? Very, very straightforward. Earned media would be things like people linking to you because you wrote a great blog post, or people talking about you through PR activities, right? Those are your earned media options. And the last of those, owned media, consists of things like your website and, some would argue, things like your presence on social media outposts like Facebook and Twitter. Now, I'm in the camp, and it has become a very popular camp of late, that suggests social media channels are not owned media. At best, they're rented, they're leased, they're borrowed, because you don't control them. You have a presence there, and you can say lots of things, but you don't have a lot of control over what happens to them. And I think what happened with Friendster is a good example of how you can go from having this great thing to having nothing very, very quickly. And that's obviously can be a concern for many businesses, because you don't want to lose your presence online if the social network you're relying upon withers and dies. Now, none of this is to scare you, but it's to say that you need to make sure that your overall web presence works well and takes advantage of all of the different channels, owned, earned, and paid effectively. So I've done a series of posts over the years where I look at all the various ways you can put up your own website. One looked at 8 excellent, easy website hosting options. Perhaps the most popular thing I've ever put up is a whole series of posts on how to build your small business blog. Because I think that when you talk about your web presence, and I prefer the term web presence to website, because it really speaks to all of the different places where you touch your customers, all the different places where your customers can reach you. You want to have a robust presence where people can find you and engage with you wherever they choose, whether that is an owned site, whether that is a paid place, whether it is an earned component, or whether, in the case of a social network, it's borrowed or rented, whatever phrase you want to use. And I think of them in terms of a hub and spoke. Some people prefer this term of, like, be everywhere, you know, be immersive, be ubiquitous. First of all, I don't like the word ubiquitous because half the people you talk to don't know what it means. And secondly, it's kind of a little pretentious, right? The reality is it's very hard to be ubiquitous. You need to be as many places as you can reasonably be, but you really want to think about having a hub first, having this core of where you are, and then the various spokes that you can, that where people can access your information and initiate the conversation with your brand. So for instance, the hub, actually, I shouldn't say for instance, what I typically mean is the hub is your website. That's the thing you own. That's the thing you control. You go get a URL. You tell people, this is where I am. This is how you find me, right? So for me, it's timpeter.com. You can find everything I do at timpeter.com. I link to the blog. I link to the podcasts. I link to other things that I do. But that's the hub. That's the home of all the activities. And then the spokes are things like Google Plus and Facebook and Twitter and Foursquare and Instagram and any of the others that you choose to make use of when you need to interact with your customers. So I'm going to link to a bunch of blog posts that I've put up over the years. First on, how do you build your site? Where can you host your site? Where can you put it up that you can have an effective hub, right? And there are things in there like how you compare these hosted services. I'm going to put up a couple of links also that talk about what's the right URL for your business. How can people find you most effectively? And if you're driving them to a specific promotion, what are some good ways to put together URLs for your landing pages so people can find them? I'm also going to put up a link to some background information about this hub and spoke model. It's in a post that I called You Don't Need a Website, because that's actually, you know, a thing that people ask. Now, obviously, I think that you do need a website, but you also need the web presence overall. You don't need just a website. You need a web presence that works. And then the last thing I'm going to link you to is a post I wrote about how much a website should cost. How much should a website redesign cost? And yes, it gets a little heavy on the math, but not too heavy. It's a good quick overview on how you can figure out what you should be spending for your web presence overall, and well worth thinking about. And all of that will be in the show notes, which you can find at timpeter.com/blog, and go ahead and click on the podcast link over on the right where it lists the categories, And you can find that there. One last thing I want to point out, and changing gears completely before we go, but I'm actually going to be part of a webinar on March 13th with Mike Moran and Rob Peterson from Biznology. And I'm going to have a link to that in the show notes as well. And I highly recommend you check it out. It's all about how you can use your web analytics and search marketing to make better decisions in your marketing. I think it's going to be a really exciting, really interesting webinar. And I highly recommend you checking it out if you get the chance. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. As ever, I really appreciate you being here. You can find the podcast at timpeter.com/blog and look for the podcasts. Or you can subscribe via iTunes, do a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud. Or you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. I'm looking forward to hearing from you and answering any questions you have. But with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up for this week. As ever, I want to thank you for being here. You guys are great. I really appreciate it. I hope you all have a terrific week, and I'll look forward to talking to you again real soon, right back here on Thinks Out Loud. Bye, everybody.